This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. There was considerable preparation went into the idea of the attempts that we were going to make today. That's particularly true since in the teachings of our Saviorship through the mind and heart of Jesus Christ, we have particular attention to the necessity for the conversion of our body form. As you will share with me in the miracle procedure, which we intend to continue to undertake based on His Course in Miracles, it's inevitable that you will see with me that the physicalness of us represents the holiness of us. Come on in a minute. Will you? Has it gone abroad that I intend to heal breath of life today? Have you come to me with the particulars of the difficulty being expressed in the what you would call physicality? Let me share with you first what a very deep understanding I have as you sit with me now, an attempt through physical breath to maintain the organization of your body form. What could be more perseveringly fearful than the idea that the last breath that you attempt to take might not actually occur? And since your physiology of realization of body form is based on what, being able to breathe, okay, the healing process of let's look at a couple of causations perhaps for loss of breath. Certainly the most common probably is asthma. Those of you who struggle for breath and are using atomizers that help you retain a physicality. Emphysema, the closing up of the passages, and most certainly diseases of the lungs. So you've come into this presence now of the healing capacity of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? This involves a little trust, doesn't it? It would appear that your endless procession in an attempt to find, say to me, a new breath. I've been trying to find a new breath, yet everywhere I look, I succumb to the inevitability of the maintenance of my body, so that it's not possible for me to see in the alignment procedure offered by the light mind of Jesus, I may, in a complete reconstruction of my identity of body, suddenly have a breath of, let's use spirit. Could we go so far as to say, Holy Spirit? Practice. Say to me, starting in about 30 seconds, I'm going to attempt to utilize the breath of the Holy Spirit, okay, which is actually a light factor of the power of creative reality. And through it, I intend to take the first real breath that I have had in a very, very long time. Now you stay with me in this procedure, and we're going to come together for a moment, and one of the first practices that we have employed as human beings is to relax the notations of our conceptual mind and begin to feel that we are surrounded by this breath of light, the rhythm, okay, of life, the beat of our heart, the inhale and the exhale of the impurities that bring about our conversion. Many of us have practiced in our, perhaps what you term meditative techniques, the idea that the spirit of light and love is in our breath. Good. There, notice there how quickly that begins to convert. All right, I want you just for a minute to leave the idea of hydrogen and oxygen and carbon and nitrogen out of it. It's not that we're going to not facilitate ourselves with the elementary conversion of the molecular form, but I want you to see it's being done with the power of light, so that the breath of the Spirit is represented by a range of light that transcends the little association that's contained within your mind, within your conceptual form. Let's listen together then, and very quietly, as we begin to still down and notice that the breath, okay, that was so hesitant as we release the defense of the necessity to perform the act will become more natural. As we observe the power of the love of God through the Jesus mind, through the perfect construction of body form that's standing next to you, you're going to be able to breathe again at last. That was very nice. Listen. And breathe gently. This spirit of truth. My heart is beating in the peace of God. Surrounding me is all the life that God created in His love. It calls to me in every heartbeat and in every breath, in every action and in every thought. Peace fills my heart and floods my body with the purpose of forgiveness. Now my mind is healed and all I need to save the world is given me. Each heartbeat brings me peace. Each breath infuses me with strength. I am a messenger of God, directed by His voice, sustained by Him in love, and held forever quiet and at peace within His loving arms. Each heartbeat calls His name. And everyone is answered by His voice, assuring me I am at home in Him. Let me attend Your answer, not my own. Father, my heart is beating in the peace the heart of love created. It is there and only there that I can be at home. Shall we say to each other, it's a miracle? Okay. Let's look for just a moment at the idea that the miracle had just occurred at that time and you began to breathe, okay, more easily in your association with this apparent world is nothing but a fundamental realization that you're actually not a body. Okay, remember? Okay. Now, while you're going to use the mechanisms of the organization of the form of light that represents your DNA, should we say, the memory of the speciesness of you as emerging in the so-called evolutionary process, the simple truth of the matter is having evolved a body that represents the particulars of space-time location, it is impossible that you will not begin to use the energy of light that shows you a creative correspondence with the whole universe. So what are we doing? We're taking the faculty of your necessity to breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide to show you that in the process of the converting nature of the molecular energy that constitutes mass or light, okay, is the entire procedure or idea of creative reality based on thought patterns contained within your own mind. Say to me, I think I'll have a thought about being able to breathe deeply for the first time in a very long time. Will you pray with me just for a moment in this light? Heavenly Father, my dependence on you as the light of the power of the entire source of the universe to allow me to begin to enjoy the fruits of the labor of my mind, to aggregate within the forms of reality that constitute images of myself in a relationship with a body, have allowed me through the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ to see that standing next to me at this time and place is one who will help me take this breath. All right. Listen, okay, healers, listen to me, those having this experience. Say to me, Jesus is speaking to me. Yeah. His words, his thoughts, which are the breath of our attempts to communicate, will show you instantly a process of conversion that's available to you. Certainly no one questions the oratory of the preachers, the pastors, the ministers of this world who are haranguing associations of form in the necessity for their conversion, and we love them because contained within their sermon of definitions of themselves in association with you is the Holy Spirit of reality based on a correspondence of vocabulary of energy form that requires breath. This is an experiment, all right? And Jesus is speaking to you now. And if you let this ancient yet new idea of his correspondence with his certainty of who you are merge with the doubt that you express in the fear of not being able to take a breath, you will realize that surrounding you, all right, is all the help in the universe. Everything that you're ever going to need to allow you to take that breath is around you. Quietly now, okay? That prayer to God is being answered by the presence that you may be able to feel of angels. There's a specialization in the nature of the healing form that I think I'll offer you. In that light form representing you, the nature of peace, the nature of love that you're experiencing, I will show you in this new meditation how much you can entirely depend on this breath. We'll be back in just a moment. Let's slow down just a little bit more and listen to this offering from the mind of Jesus. The Holy Christ is born in me today. Watch with me, angels. Watch with me today. Let all God's holy thoughts surround me and be still with me while heaven's Son is born. Let earthly sounds be quiet and the sights to which I am accustomed disappear. Let Christ be welcome where he is at home and let him hear the sounds that he understands and see but sights that show his Father's love. Let him no longer be a stranger here, for he is born again in me today. Your son is welcome, Father. He has come to save me from the evil self that I made. He is the self that you have given me. He is but what I really am in truth. He is the son you love above all else. He is myself as you created me. It is not Christ that can be crucified. Safe in your arms, let me receive your son. Good. Breathe on me, O breath of life, that I may see the eternal love that we share together. In the certainty of a process that we are undergoing through the auspices of the Saviorship of Jesus of Nazareth, who has always been with us. Ye, the particulars of the necessity to you, for you to identify your body have distracted you so much from the idea that with you is the entirety of the solution, that you have in a very literal sense depended on the corrupt body association that defines what the human condition is, so that you have been unable to see the light and love of the breath of purity that will come to us in these words. Listen and say with me, I am whole and perfect as I was created. Yes. Take the atomizer, take the breath, the converting agency of the association that was necessary to attempt to clear out that condition. Will you put it aside for just a minute? I know the difficulty that you've had. I'm aware that breath that constitutes human association, okay, is a necessity to establish what you would call an elemental particle association that allows for the conversion of the light form within the arrangement of the body to justify a very limited form of energy. Watch me for a moment. I want to show you how you evolved into the species that you represent as man. There's no question that you are aware within the procedure of the idea of evolution that you began this sojourn in time as a water breather. Look, say to me, I used to breathe water. Did you or did you not? You used to breathe water. If you want to look at it in the particulars of the evolution of time, you breathed water for the first 9 months of your sojourn into what you think constitutes your body. All right? Did you ever look at the emergence of your gills at about 4 months? what a joy in the miracle of the idea that that process, beginning with just a single moment of the miracle of life itself, underwent the complete evolutionary process in which you will indeed emerge from the water. Now you become, say to me, an air breather. The necessity for you to breathe what we call oxygen would have to come about if we were going to establish a capacity for mobile communication, very simply because the energy process of what you would call photosynthesis did not allow for a reassociation in space. So that there was evolved through the presence of God, you as a capacity to breathe the poison of the plants. So where are we in this association? We're in the recognition of the possibility that coming from the zygote up through the process of the emergence, at some point, we would be able to understand that utilizing the power of light, we may breathe the energy of eternal life. That's the place and time that you are in now. There was your first real breath in a very long time. And once that begins, okay, never again will you sink as low as you have now emerged. We'll be back in just a moment to continue this process of miracle healing. The breath of the Spirit has come upon us, and we are joyful in the occasion, as we remember together that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind and love and light with which we think. We're about to think about having a whole new body as we say together, God bless us, everyone. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. We're laughing together at the idea of employing what is so obviously an evolutionary process, that is the emergence of the idea that you came from this massive, dense energy of light and have been going through a process of a totality of a realization of who you actually are, say to me, as a spirit breather. Say that to me. I'm a spirit breather, of course. Any real source of reality, okay, would be a fundamental admission that the light and love that we share transcends the body necessity to exist separately. It's important that you see in the saviorship of Jesus Christ that there never has been or will be evident the idea that you would not utilize the physicalness of your body to undergo the experience. This is the crucial element involved in the idea of the power of your mind to bring about a conversion of your body form. The practice, and I was talking to Jesus this morning, we spent some time together because I asked him what I should offer you in a procedure of meditation. Okay, and many of you have practiced this over a period of many years, haven't you? You sit alone and you begin to practice the idea what is that called in the Eastern tradition? Prana or pranayama? Okay. The idea that through the breath, okay, that we can yoke or yoga to a direct contact with God, and certainly all of the evidences that it's possible for you to reach through prayer a new certainty about who you are, we would want to encourage that practice. Why you've needed the help? Okay, let's look at it for a moment. Within the procedure of your correspondence, in the necessity to redefine yourself as a spirit breather, you have heretofore believed that you had to depend on the nitrogen and the oxygen and the carbon of your body. Now, we're at an impasse here, aren't we? Because it cannot not appear to you as a human being that if you lose the capacity to breathe, you'll be what? Did you say dead? Okay. So the offering of the conversion, okay, of the breath that can be represented as spirit will be demonstrated in light rather than the molecular association of carbon and oxygen. In a very real sense, it's a conversion of what you would call fission of hydrogen and oxygen. Perhaps you're not aware of this. We remember we said we used to breathe water. H2O, molecularly, in its calm state, okay, is actively exhibiting a factor that's a million times greater than the atomic bomb that you shot off. I don't know what you're going to do with that. What we're actually saying is molecularly, the conversion of water, okay, in the activity of its what you would call fission or coming apart, is a realization in spirit of the fusion of the association of the form of aggregation that constitutes the power of your mind. A miracle is what we might term cold fusion. Why? We're not interested in establishing some sort of heavy water that will increase the molecular association. We're interested in taking from the hydrogen and the oxygen the certainty of the creative reality of thought patterns that are all around you. Perhaps this isn't making a lot of sense to you, but what I would like to have you do is feel the joy that can come to you in the breath of life that's surrounding. Now, actively in the New Testament, Jesus of Nazareth teaches you transfiguration of the body. Transfiguration of the body cannot not involve, all right, the conversion of the nitrogen cloud that is 60% of the atmosphere of which you breathe. And while it appears to be inert, it actually represents the conversion to your carbon form that holds you in the stricture of the body. The event of your transfiguration through the resurrection of Jesus Christ is going on right here and right now. So that what? The offering of a new lung to you. Wait, here, a new lung to you. Wait. Yeah. In the nature of your recognition of that first breath is a strong indication of a birth of the Christ in you. You know, the fundamental teachings of being born again. Notice how in that breath that you just took, you suddenly have a spiritual realization of another you. Okay, I'm describing to you how healing works. There are thousands of Christian healers out there in the world that are performing miracles of the conversion or instant reassociation of the molecular form of the body. Share this with me. There can never be an explanation of it because there is no explanation of the conversion. It's a simple realization that the carbon and hydrogen and oxygen that has represented you is instantly converted by the power of the creative energy of God to the converting nature of our Savior Jesus Christ, who is going to represent that light that's with you. There, that's the birth of the Christ. Now the nature of that conversion, this is from the scripture of Jesus, you want to protect it for a moment because you discovered it. There's a tendency to think that you discovered it within your conceptual form and then continue to justify the yoga positions or the prayers that you assume at an altar of sacrifice in order to justify the little relief that you found based on your own mechanisms. Okay? Miracle healing does not occur through your conceptual mechanisms. It occurs through the power of love that we're sharing at this moment. The description of the act of Jesus' transfiguration is a good one to look at, and it'll take us just a moment. Why? Because as soon as the humans who are present with them have the evidence of the call from God in the recognition of the conversion, both of original man represented by Moses, the possibility that through a prophet the conversion could occur, and Jesus himself, are immediately misinterpreted by those who are present with him on the Mount of Transfiguration. Just as perhaps now you're misunderstanding the idea that the Christ is present with you now through Jesus in our associations. Listen. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. Notice everything takes 6 days. The idea, time is relative, trust me with this. The representations of Matthew that 6 days have elapsed and that the seventh day will be the resurrection time from a high place of a reassociation of the temple are what is being described in this scripture. Okay, and he's brought some people with him. And right in the middle of an important message that he intended to deliver, a converting agency of light happened. Listen. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Notice it didn't say that his body was light and that he was wearing some sort of garment, but that his garment that represented the fleshy form of his aggregation of dark light, or what you would call potential light, had been converted in the nature of the transfiguration. Now, what's going to happen now? Trust me, those of you who are beginning to breathe, a scenario will occur in all correspondences of the nature of the drama that you play out in your own recognition of a moment of transfiguration. It's fundamentally the same idea that you're very much aware that you're not from here. Okay, the instantaneous conversion in the utilization of the power of the mind of Jesus cause you, in a literal sense, to disappear and not be here. If you have a story that you need to tell, Okay, it will be told on the seventh day, or certainly the first day of the following chapter. But it's going to indicate the necessity for you to recognize an occurrence within your own historic reference. Listen. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make your three tabernacles, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. And Jesus looked at him for a moment and he wanted Peter. Peter always bears the brunt of doubt based on the human condition. So Peter, formulating within the tradition of the church, okay, or the establishment, said, we will have Moses, who the one who led us out of the wilderness. We will have Elijah, the prophet, who says the Christ is coming, and we'll have you. Okay, what is that? It's a retention of the association of coming into Jerusalem through the prophecy and not recognizing Jesus Christ. Okay, the representations that Peter presented on the Mount is nothing but where you are. You want to look at that with me for a minute? It's impossible that if our Savior Jesus is resurrected, that he is not resurrected along with you. What will he represent? He will represent to you both the idea through Moses that you were displaced, the prophecy of the necessity for his coming, and his coming. The struggle that you're having at this moment with me, if you'd like to look at it, okay, is the necessity for you to see momentarily in your mind that he is risen. If you can see within the procedures of the conversion of your form as a human being that the Christ wholeness is standing next to you, you may very suddenly get a message from God in his recognition of what? You as you really are. Listen. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Can you imagine the surprise that was given by God through Jesus Christ to the human beings that heretofore had been recognizing Jesus as a brother in which they gave service? Obviously, one of them was his brother. Okay, and that in the sudden recognition through the transfiguration that God himself spoke to him and identified Jesus as his son and how willing he would be to recognize you if at this time and place you decided to let him. Now, it isn't necessary that you understand the actual occurrence of transfiguration. The evidence of trance or coming across from the dark form of your body association to the conversion of light is only understandable in the knowledge that you gain through the direction of God who has found a new correspondence with you. What an amazing idea. In the Aramaic, the term is used, the light overshadows you. See, the power of light, the actual strength of the light, which can be seen as a bright reassociation, to you represents fear or darkness. Okay, so that when the light of God attempts to penetrate the formulation of your body form, you feel gravity, which is what it is, forces you to protect the nature of the truth of your identity and remain separate from what you really are. Jesus expresses this as the drawing of a circle of atonement where the light from heaven has penetrated through the auspices of his holy relationship, the certainty that you can formulate into that relationship and breathe through a single breath from him the entirety of your conversion. That line, it's all new. Jesus said to you, you have been using my heart. Use now my breathing mechanism, okay, that will convert the nature of our thought forms so that we can shine through. Let's finish about transfiguration. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and he touched them and said, "Arise and be not afraid." And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. As they came down from the mountain, Jesus charges them, "Tell this vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead." And he explains it just a moment to them when they get down. The disciples say, "Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come?" And Jesus says, "Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But you listen, I say to you, Elijah's come already. And they knew him not, but have done unto them whatever they list. And likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them." That's a difficult idea, human beings. The idea that the prophecy of the return of your Savior, of the rescue party, all right, has actually already been given you. There's some great scripture with Jesus where he says, not only will you not recognize the Christ, you kill the prophet in fear that his prophecy might come true. You've gone past that now. It's impossible you have not gone past it because he is risen. And if he is risen, so are you. Perhaps it's time for us to practice just a little bit now the new breath of life that you have come to. Yeah. In this procedure, okay, if there's a group of you that have come together to recognize the transfiguration process that's actually going on now, right, you may actually begin to see light, okay, begin to appear around those that are around you. This is much more common than you think, all right? The problem you have with seeing the emergence of light is your fear of the conversion of the matter form, the dark form that heretofore you have used as a basis for location. The truth of the matter is the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. The foxes have their burrows. The birds have their nests. The Son of God will never find the totality of a relationship with this space-time, very simply because he doesn't belong here. The entire presence of the Saviorship of Jesus Christ in the New Testament and in his Course in Miracles as he appears here is to tell you very simply, it's time for you to go home. He's not concerned about how long you've been here. How could he be? The moment that you would begin to see him, you would begin to undergo your own transfiguration of body form. You could not, even unto resurrection. Now, the problem that you may have with resurrection, that if we can decide to do another hour about the nature of your recognition of the call of God, cannot not be the apparent idea that your body is solid. All right? And we'll talk about this a little more, perhaps. Certainly the new light factor of your minds as a follower of Jesus have involved and evolved in you a healing procedure that did not come from this world. This is the primary necessity in performing the miracle of healing. You will be whole and perfect in the realization of yourself because you already are whole and perfect. All around us now, all right? A brother, somebody out there suddenly goes, I can breathe. I feel the light around me, all right? In correspondence across the plains and in the valleys and in the mountains comes this recognition of the conversion of light. This is the breath of the Holy Spirit. Let's breathe it together just for a moment as we realize that a miracle has indeed occurred. All right? This new breath of spirit is giving us a joy and a happiness where we no longer have to vent our rage, our fear about not being able to breathe and seeing that the medical association, the forms of humans that appear to be around us, have not been able to offer the solution that we discovered through the light and love of our Savior Jesus, who has always been with us, offering the breath of spirit that we are in the reality of our creating minds. So the sojourn into time and space is over, and we'll be back in heaven together. Stand by. Now, remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think, and the Holy Spirit with which we breathe the joy of the good news that He is risen. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone.